Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Scalzo, Chronicles of the End Times. Thank you for being with me today. What is going on in our world? We are at war with each other. The political scene is insane, and I hope you can really see what's going on there. We're going to talk a lot about the comparisons between Nazism and the rise of Hitler and his forces and what we're seeing today, not only on the college campuses, which is insane, but within our own government. We're going to talk about the economy and our enormous debt that we have. Is it poor management or is it a plan? Here's a quote from Lena Petrova, who keeps an eye on this kind of stuff. Let's take a listen.
The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget just delivered some really bad news in a recent post stated the following. At this level, interest payments will surpass spending on both defense and Medicare this year. Interest costs to service our national debt will exceed U.S. defense and Medicare expenditures in 2024, not 10 years from now, not 5 years from now, but this year in 2024.
We'll never be able to pay this debt off. Let's start the discussion by looking at the universities and colleges in our country and what is going on there. What started out as a handful of students demonstrating in different campuses across the country has now turned into thousands. On every campus, you could see large groups of students who are being taken in by the terrorist theology, not knowing what it is, not understanding what it is, just enjoying America and the freedom that they have, mostly coming from affluent families, people that are paying $35,000 to $65,000 a year to send their kids to college to learn what? I'm not sure. This comes from a person who grew up in the 60s. I know what demonstrations are. Our generation demonstrated against things that mattered, things that we understood. We actually were educated. We knew that the Civil Rights Movement needed our support. We knew that was absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt needed to be corrected. We also knew that a war in Vietnam was not something we should have been involved in. My point is, if you're going to go out and demonstrate and you're going to stand on a soapbox and holler and scream, you better know exactly what you're supporting. So today we're going to talk about Israel's struggle from the 1930s to the present time and why they are doing what they're doing. Is it hard to believe that they don't trust people whose theology is to wipe them out? Do we really believe that Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah and ISIS and all the rest really care about the Palestinian people? If we believe that, we need to get educated. I call it theology because it is. It's their religion, what they believe. It's their purpose in life to make sure they take over the world and increase the Muslim population. We just assume people are just nice. They want to live their lives, you know, have their own families and do their thing. We don't understand Eastern mindset, especially those of these terrorist groups. There's no tolerance for what you believe. It's their way or death. And if America was in Israel's place, surrounded by all those enemies who openly state what their mission is, we'd all be thinking differently about it. We also have to understand that these large crowds of students we see are a combination of people. You have the infiltrators who are planted there by Hamas and other terrorist groups to go in and stir things up and convince a core of students that this has to happen, that this is the right thing to do. And they fill them with all their doctrine. Then they go out and gather more. And then you have those who are just joining in because they think it's cool. And they have no idea what's really happening. So are we on the brink of a new Nazism? A different kind? This is a spiritual war. And the Jewish people have always been different. They stand out. And you know what? That's what the Christian church is supposed to be like. But the church has been a retreat for so long, I believe we have forgotten how to move forward. If we really want to get a handle on the Israeli mindset and why they are the way they are, I suggest that you watch the Netflix documentary, Hitler's Circle of Evil. Really astounding. It's 9 episodes, each one's about an hour. I know that's not everybody's thing. When you watch it, you will pick up on some shocking comparisons to what's going on in America today with what went on there in the late 20s and the 30s before World War II was actually declared. It's a dangerous thing when we single out a certain group of people to be erased. And that's what's happening today. It's the Jews right now. It will be the Christians down the road. You stand in the way of a one-world economy. If you stand in the way in a one-world government where a handful of people are going to control everything that you do, the money you spend and how you spend it, where you go, how you can think. These are not bizarre and crazy thoughts. China's social credit system has been in existence now for several years. The system began with a focus on financial creditworthiness, similar to scores in Western countries, and moved to include compliance with legal violations. But now it has become a record of what you do, who you endorse, what your lifestyle is like, who you hang with. They track your internet access. They want to know who you're watching, who you're listening to, all the above. And it must agree with the government program. All these things are just a push button away. I can't emphasize this enough. It's the elite of this world and what they want to see done versus you if you do not agree with them. It's really quite simple and quite plain. Let's turn to our own financial crisis in the United States. We are spending money like crazy. The IMF expects the U.S. public debt to continue rising, helping drive in government debt worldwide close to 100% of global gross domestic product by 2029. That's insane. Dealing with the interest on the debt, it's really impossible now, but soon it will be a complete impossibility. So what happens then? When we think about the leaders in our country, we may not agree with them. I certainly don't. But they're intelligent people. We can't say they're stupid people. They're doing dumb things. I don't believe that. I believe, like so many others, that it's a plan. What if the system crashes? Then what do? Then we turn to CBDCs. We turn to a worldwide digital currency. To me, it's the only intelligent analysis of where we are. Or why else would intelligent people who we have trusted and put in charge of our money do such a thing? That brings me to this clip taken from the Netflix documentary, it's only about a minute long, on how Hitler really came to power and how he almost didn't. It's well known that history repeats itself. Could something similar take place that will lead us to a worldwide digital economy? Take a listen.
Fringe parties at either end of the political spectrum need a crisis to get into power.
Very intriguing statement and true. Just about everybody agrees that in order for the digital economy to take hold and for everyone to agree, there has to be some type of disaster. A major war, a pandemic, or a crash. And in Germany's case, it was unfortunate, but this opened the door wide for Hitler and his crew.
The inner circle needs a miracle. But then, America delivers this committed group the national calamity they have been predicting. October 29th, 1929 becomes known as Black Tuesday. The American Stock Exchange on Wall Street crashes.
Germany had prospered briefly in the 1920s on American loans. It depended on an expanding world economy for German exports. Wall Street crash brought the international economy to a grinding halt.
Overnight, millions of dollars worth of American loans are recalled. Germany and its economy go into freefall.
The Wall Street crash and the Great Depression are an enormous disaster for Germany. Germany doesn't have the stability and structure that can weather this extraordinary crash.
This is a major opportunity for the Nazis. After seeming irrelevant, they now look like prophets. In this chaotic climate, it finally looks like the inner circle have a shot at real power.
Kind of spooky, really, when you think about it. We see the rise of anti-Semitism. It's global. War is at our front door. We don't know how far it's going to go. Those of us who are aware are following along with the BRIC nations, which is Russia, China, Brazil, India, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran. They're working on their own economy, their own digital economy. They're looking to escape from the U.S. dollar because it has been used as a weapon over them, and rightly so for the most part. But looking through their eyes, they want freedom from it. The world is breaking apart. and the days of the glorious U.S. dollar will come to an end. In our group, we are studying Daniel. And in chapter 2, Daniel thanks the Lord for giving him the wisdom and showing him the dream so he can interpret it for Nebuchadnezzar. I bring this up because he thanks God in this prayer. He says, "Praise to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes of them." God is in control. Whatever is going on, he's behind it. Now, we can look at that and say, well, that can't be true because it's really bad and it's evil. This truth cannot be disputed. God knows all, sees all, and he will move the kings and he will change times and seasons as he sees fit. For in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "I watch over my word to perform it." And if we are truly heading to the fulfillment of prophecy, then we must believe that God is in control. But the bottom line is, for you and I, what are we doing with our time? Are we seeking the Lord, bearing fruit for the kingdom, being a light to those that are lost? That's the questions I ask myself to keep myself in check. Am I doing what God wants me to do right now? Because what's going on in the world, we can analyze it, we can talk about it, because I believe we need to stay informed and we need to keep a level head about ourselves so we can pray and so we can declare the truth to others and help them sort through the lies and the foolishness that is going on. I often say this in my classes. I can't tell you when Jesus is coming back, but I can tell you there's nothing preventing him from doing so. The prophecies that have went forth, they're all being fulfilled. And the only thing holding back the hand of God is the love of God, because he wants to see more people saved. And we're going to see a great move of the Spirit of God in these last days. We're on the edge of it right now. It's showing up in different places. God is manifesting himself to the Muslim people in other nations. There's so many reports coming out of Iran, legitimate reports of visions and dreams that Muslims are having about Jesus Christ. This is how much he cares about people. And keep in mind, the whole reason that we have this Bible is so we can know God, we can know his ways, and try to understand his ways by the power of the Holy Spirit, so we can explain those to other people. The world is not ours. We don't own it. He owns it, and he's coming back to reclaim it and give it to his people, those who love him. These prophecies are written for our warning and to encourage us that the time is near. And if we don't heed them and look at them and keep our eyes peeled and our spirits keen on what's going around us, we will miss out. We will miss out on the harvest. We will miss out on opportunities to share with people, hey, you know what? This is written in the Bible. Yes, there's a great falling away. It's going on right before our eyes. But there's also a great move of God on his people. This verse in Daniel chapter 12, and I'm going to end with this. When Daniel witnesses this vision and his visitation from the angels, he says, "I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? And he replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand." We need to be the wise. God wants us to understand. That's why he wrote it down. So I pray this has been a blessing to you. I hope you get an opportunity to watch that Netflix documentary, Hitler's Circle of Evil. I think it will explain a lot of things and also illuminate you a little bit about what is to come. There are a lot of parallels in that documentary to what we're going through today. Keep praying, stay informed, stay tuned into the Spirit of God. God has great plans for you, and he wants to use you in ways you never dreamed possible. This is Russ Galza for Chronicles of the End Times. God bless. Keep looking up. The King is coming.